Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and today I want to talk about not picking the bottom or the top, but waiting for confirmation. And what that means is, and you know, this is going to be a 5-minute discussion, so I'm going to try and keep it short. But you know, the important part here in trading is that you're trying to identify the reversals. Okay, so you identify it turning, you know, it's up, it goes way up to the top, and then turns and reverses and goes down. And then the same thing with it's going all the way to the bottom, reverses and heads up. Now that's great, and if you can identify that, simply easiest way is to identify it with candlesticks is shooting star and a hammer. But the question now is as a trader, you know, you can take the risk of playing that hammer or that shooting star, and if it works, great, you know, then, you know, more power to you. But in some cases, that thing won't work, and you need some more confirmations. You need confirmations like breaking the 8, breaking the 20, and those are confirmations that tell you that it's going to continue to move in one direction. And that's what you have to do in when you're looking at this. And I was just reading an article about that. You know, most wealthy traders don't try and pick the tops and the bottoms. What they're really looking for is confirmation. So they're trying to get to the meat of the movement, okay? So they won't get 100% of the move from bottom to top or top to bottom, but they may get 50 to 60% of that move, okay? And that's okay. And if you can identify that, because there's another technique that you can add to that. But let's, you know, continue to talk a little bit about trying to identify a you know, a turn. And what I'd say is you've got to want to do is not only identify the turn, but then start watching for confirmations, okay? The Woody's turning down or turning up, the 8 turning down, turning up, being broken, the 200 or the 20 being broken. You know, those things start to confirm themselves, and then all of a sudden you can get in a trade, and then you can start trading. Now, the important part here is that if you've got a turn, you've got confirmation, you know, this thing, in most cases, you probably got an 80% confidence that this thing is going to move in whatever direction you've identified it. So the next question that, or the next statement that I'd like to say is that, you know, if things are working well, you want to really jump on that, okay? And you don't want to work on, you know, if it's moving up and you've broken the 20 and you've broken the 8, shooting star, hammer, there's a high, a low, I mean, all this other stuff is identified. You know, then's the time to add in contracts. It's not, you know, because you know that this thing is going to work. It's going to go in one direction or not another. You also know that you've got probably a profit stop on it, like we've been talking about. So you can identify that you're going to get $100 or $120 out of that, okay, for one contract. So that's important. So why not have a couple of contracts? Why not play 2 or 3 contracts? So what you do is that as you've confirmed this thing's moving in a direction that you're comfortable with and you expected, you may have 2 or 3 contracts. And what happens is that when it reaches that first $100 or whatever, you sell one contract. Now you've got another contract that's already been paid for, really, and it's the house's money. And at that point, you can let it move up, and you probably have a pretty tight stop in cases it moves against you, okay? But you're going to have a pretty tight stop in terms of identifying when this thing is going to move, and you can use that second contract to make more money. And that's the important part here. So hopefully you can identify those things and hopefully use that in making better decisions about how to trade, and also making more money as you're trading. Anyway, this is a thought I thought I wanted to share with you. As you start trading, think about how you're going to do it, but remember that you're not going to make 100% of the move from one point to the other point. You know, if you can make 50, 60%, you'll be in great shape. Anyway, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical
chart analysis, all kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at safedaytrading.org.